أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
With Islamic clothes, book we reach to the subject tayammum, and that's with issue number 655. That's on page 157. What is tayammum, and when we use tayammum, what are the excuses for using tayammum? Tayammum should be performed instead of wudu or ghusl in the following seven circumstances. We have seven circumstances that we have permission to make a dry ablution instead of ablution with water. First, when it is not possible to procure sufficient water for performing wudu or ghusl. When it is not possible to procure sufficient water for performing wudu or ghusl. Yes. If there is no water, if there is no way to have water, yes. So, when it is not possible to procure sufficient water for performing wudu or ghusl, issue number 655, if a person happens to be in a populated area, if a person happens to be in a populated area, he should make his best efforts to procure water for wudu or ghusl till such time that he loses all hope. So he has to search in his house, in, with his neighbors in the neighborhood, okay, till he get what? Till he get water, or till he loses all hope for all hope of getting water. Yes. And if he happens to be in a desert, he should search for water on the way or at nearby places. Okay? And if the land is uneven or densely wooded. Now, within issue number 655, if a person happens to be in a populated area, he should make his best efforts to procure water for wudu or ghusl till such time that he loses all hope. If he loses all hope, in this case, he has to turn to tayammum. And if he happens to be in a desert, he should search for water on the way or at nearby places. And if the land is uneven or densely wooded and it is difficult to walk, he should search for water in all the four directions for a distance. But how much the distance? How much the distance? Is it so far away? It is short distance? Here, Sayyid Sistani will explain the distance. For a distance covered by one or two flings of an arrow, a fling is equal to about 200 steps. A fling is about 200 steps. So it means either 200 steps where that in a wooded, or a mountain area, it is 200 steps. If it is not in a wooded or not in an even area or not in a mountain, he should walk and search for 400, which that means 2 flings. Okay. Now, issue number 656. If out of the fortunes, some are even and others are uneven. So, what shall we do in this case? Some of this area are even and others are uneven. Yes. Okay, sure. I'm going to slow down. Yes. Thank you for drawing my attention for that. Now, what do we have? Listen, daughter. Here we have an easy area. Now, we have an easy area and difficult area. Easy area like what? Easy area like even area. Area which does not have a wooded area or rocky area, okay, just like a mountain area. No, easy area, just like a desert, okay? You can walk easily. In this area, you should go and search for water. If you don't have water, you should search for water in 4 directions, but which distance? In 4 directions with 2 flings. 2 flings, it means what? It means 400 steps for all 4 directions. From the right, you have to walk 400 steps. Search about water. From the left, you walk for 400 steps. In front of you, you should walk for 400 steps searching for water. Behind you also, you have to walk for what? For 400 steps. Okay, this is the easy area, the landed area. Okay, but with difficult area, with rocky area, with wooded area, which is difficult to walk, okay, you should search for what? For 200 steps for all sides, for all directions. For the 4 directions, you should walk for what? 200 steps for the right and 200 steps for left, for 200 steps in front of you, and for 200 steps for what? For behind you. Yes. Okay. You want me to repeat it? Okay. I'll repeat it to you. Okay. Look. Now, for example, we walk where? Me and you in a desert. Okay? In a desert, we lost water. But now it's time for praying. Time for prayers. Okay? What we need? We need to make ablution, wudu. So we have to have water. So what shall we do? Shall we stop and we say, yes, there is no water? So we have, what shall we say? Shall we say, this is, there is no water and we will have to move to tayammum? No. We have to go and search for water. So, where shall we search? And how long the distance we should search in and to stop searching? Sayyid Sistani said, you have to search for all 4 directions. For all 4 directions. East, west, north, and south. Okay? For each side, you have to search for what? For 400 steps. Each side, you walk for 400 steps searching about water. When you finish the 400 steps and you don't have found water, go back to the middle and then move to the other side and also walk for 400 steps. If you also don't find water, you go back to the center where you were and start from the other side, which you haven't searched, and the fourth side. Okay? This is where with easy land that we can walk. It is not difficult. But if we are where? If we are in a mountain, okay? If we are in a forest, a jungle, which is good. That's good. Very good. Excellent. Now, the other picture, if we are in a forest, in a jungle, okay, in a wooded area, which is difficult to walk, shall we walk the same distance as we did in the desert? Sistani said, no, you have to walk lesser than that distance, half of that distance. How many steps we will walk? He said, you should walk and search for water 200 steps for each side, for the both directions. From the east, 200 steps. From the west, 200 steps. From the north, 200 steps. From the south, 200 steps. Searching for water. Searching for water. Now we move to issue number 656. If out of the four directions, some are even and others are uneven, one should search for water in the even directions to the extent of two arrows fillings, and on the side which is uneven to the extent of one arrow fillings. Now, if the area is mixed, if we are in the place which is mixed, some of this area, it is uneven area, and it is uneven area, and some of it are even area. It means some of the area where we are in are what are easy area. For example, from the south and from the north, it is an easy area. And from the east and the west, it is a very difficult area, just like a wooded area. Okay. What shall we do? How can we search? Say Sistani said, it is so easy. You can search with easy area. You can walk for each direction in easy area 400 steps. Okay, is that clear? And with difficult area, jungle area, wooded area, okay, a rocky area, you can walk with 200 steps. Now, we came to issue 657. It is not obligatory for a person to search. Look, daughter, these issues are very important issues. Why? Because these issues gave us the hukum. The hukum, if we are in a situation, we know our hukum. We know how to behave. We know what Allah wanted from us. But if we don't study these hukum, these verdicts, we will behave. We will act not according to what Allah wanted from us. And as a result, our act will be what? Will be vain. Will be invalid. Not acceptable. This is the difference between somebody who studied and act according to what he studied and a person who doesn't study and he acts according to his mind. Yes. Issue number 657. It is not obligatory for a person to search for water in the direction where he is sure that water is not available. In this issue, for example, I came from the south. I came from the south, okay? Then I stopped in a point. In this point, I don't have water, so I need water. So my duty now is to what? Is to search before I do tayammum, before I make a dry ablution, I have to search about water. Okay, so now I need to search for the four directions. Okay, the south, which I came from, it is also one of the directions. So I have to search of it. But when I came from it, I noticed there is no water. I'm sure there is no water in this direction. So should I search in it again? No, I don't need to search in it. Why? Because I'm sure there is no water in this direction. This is the issue number 657. Yes. Issue number 658. If the time left for Salat is not short, it means I have time, okay? And if he is sure or feels sure that water is available at a farther place. Farther place, it means more than the distance that we mention, either the 400 steps or the 200 steps. One flings or two flings. Okay? He should go there to procure water. Yes, absolutely. Because what? Because I have a long time, not short time. So I have to go and procure water, provided that going there is not extremely difficult. And the one condition is when you go there for procuring what water, it is not difficult, and that the distance is not unusually long. The distance also not unusually long. And if he has, okay, have you got this? Do you understand these lines from issue 658? Have you got this? Good, good, since you got. Now, good, very good, excellent, daughter. And if he has mere suspicion about water being there, if he has a mere suspicion, only suspicion, about water being there, then it is not necessary for him to go. It is not necessary for him to go. Why? Because he has a suspicion. In his commentary on the book entitled Man La Yahzuruhu Al-Faqih, this is one of the jurisprudence books, important jurisprudence books for Shia, Man La Yahzuruhu Al-Faqih, the late Allama Al-Majlisi, Al-Marhum Al-Allama Al-Majlisi, has defined the distance covered by an arrow to be equal to 200 footsteps. 200 footsteps. Okay. Now, issue number 659. It is not necessary that a person should go himself. It is not necessary for a person should go himself in search of water. For example, as I told you, me and you were in a desert. Okay, so shall both of us go and search? No, I would let you stay, for example, in a car in that place, and then I'll move on behalf of myself and you and search. So you don't need to go with me and to search. This is this issue. It is not necessary that a person should go himself in search of water. He can send a reliable person you trust, for this purpose. And it is sufficient if one person goes on behalf of many. So it is not obligatory for all people to search. But if one is reliable to go and search, that will be sufficient. That will be sufficient. Okay. Now, issue number 660. If a person feels that there might be some water in the provision he carries, or at the place of encampment, or even in the convoy, he should search for it, for water, thoroughly, till he is satisfied that there is no water, or he becomes hopeless. So, the duty now, the command now, is to search until you become hopeless, there is no water. Okay, issue number 661. If a person searched for water before the time for Salah, he searched for water before the time for Salah, but did not find it, and if he stayed there till the time of prayers, you see? Okay. Now, if a person searched for water before we reach to issue 661, page 158. Yes. Issue number 661. If a person searched for water before the time for Salah, he searched for water before the time for Salah, but did not find it, and if he stayed there till the time of prayers set in, he should search for water again. He should search for water again as a recommended precaution, provided he feels that water may be found. You see, he should search for water again. Why he should search? We said that he searched before the prayers and he didn't find water. But here he feels, look, provided he feels that water may be found. If he doesn't feel that water won't be found, so he doesn't need to search. But since he feels that water may be found, he has to search about water. He has to search about water. Okay. Issue number 662. If a person searched for water after the time for Salah. If a person searched for water after the time for Salah. Okay. Had set in and did not find it, and did not find water. If he stayed there till the time for next prayers, and if he felt there was a possibility of water being found, the recommended precaution is that he should go in search of water again. You see, The first picture with issue number 661, he searched before the prayer and he stay until prayer set in. Then he feels maybe the he will found water, so he should go and what? Search again. Issue number 662, he prayed, okay, and there is no water. He searched after the prayers. He searched after the prayers. Now he feels maybe water being found. Maybe water being found, or a possibility of water being found. The recommended precaution that he should go in search of water again. So in both cases, he has to go and search for water. Yes. Issue number 663. When the time left for prayers is short. Now the time left for prayers is what? Is short. Or when there is fear of thieves. Maybe there are some robberies. They come and steal the cargo or the things or something that. Or wild beasts. Or maybe there is a tiger or lion or some beast. Or when the search for water is unbearable. It is difficult to search for water. Maybe there is an enemy or something like that. It is not necessary for one to search for water, because we don't want a person to be or to face what? To face death or danger. If there is some danger or like these beasts or thieves, okay, so you don't have to go and search. Yes. Issue number 664. If a person does not search for water, if a person does not if a person does not search for water till the time for Salah. If a person does not search for water till the time for Salah. He doesn't search for water before, and now this is the time for Salah. This is the time for Salah. Approaches Qadha. Now the time for Salah reached to what? To Qadha. In spite of the fact that he would have found water if he had tried, such a person has committed a sin. Here there is a sin. He has committed a sin. عليه إثم. But the namaz, but the salah which he will pray with tayammum will be valid. But that the prayers he did will be what? Will be valid. Okay, let's discuss why he has committed a sin. Why he has committed a sin. Look, if a person does not search, here is the problem. He does not search for water. This is issue number 664 with Islamic laws. If a person does not search for water, now he does not search for water till the time for Salah approaches Qadha. Till the time that Salah approaches what? Qadha. Reaches to the Qadha time. In spite of the fact that he would have found water, in spite of the fact that he would have found water if he had tried, such a person, if he had tried, he would have found water, but he hadn't. He doesn't try. Okay? such a person has committed a sin. Because what? Because he doesn't try. But the salah which he will pray with tayammum will be valid. But salah with tayammum will be valid. Why? Because the order is to search of water. But this guy, he doesn't search of water. So he committed a sin. Okay? Until he reached to the qada time. So he do tayammum and he prayed. What we will say to him? We will accept your prayer, but you have committed a sin. Okay. Issue number 665. Page 158. If a person is sure that he cannot get water and does not, he is sure that he cannot get water and does not. Therefore, and he does not get water, go in search of water and offers his prayers with tayammum, but realizes after prayers that if he had made an effort, he would have fetched water. He should, as an obligatory precaution, do wudu and repeat the prayers. Why? Because there is a possibility if he do some effort, he will get what? He will get water, and he will do ablution with water, and he will do perform salah with ablution. But he didn't make effort, so between two inverted commas in Iraqi slang language, we said huwa ta'ajaz, he became a lazy. Okay, so in this case, what we will punish him? We will give him a punishment. What is that punishment? You will repeat what? The prayer. By what? By doing wudu. Okay? Yes. Issue number 668. If a person could not get water, for any reason, after a search, he looked after water, but he doesn't find water, okay? And he prayed with tayammum. Now, he do search, but he doesn't find water, then he make tayammum and he perform his salah. And then learns later, after offering prayers, after he offers prayers that by tayammum, that water was available. But pay attention that he do his best, he searched, okay? Water was available at the place where he had searched. His prayers is valid. Why his prayers is valid, brothers and sisters? Because he searched. The first one with issue number 665, he doesn't make effort and search. For that, we ask him to do ablution with water and repeat prayers. But this guy, he search, but he doesn't find water. Then after making tayammum and perform salah with tayammum, after tayammum, okay, he learned that the water is in the area he was searched. So what we shall tell him? We tell him that your prayer is valid, is acceptable, and you don't need to repeat the what? You don't need to repeat your prayers. Issue number 667. 667. If a person believed that the time left for prayers was a little, he believed, okay, that the time left for prayers was a little. It means he has short time, and after this short time, that his prayers will be what? Will be qada, not ada. And prayed with tayammum without going. And he prayed with tayammum without going in search of water. So, he believed there is only short time for prayers. If he moves and search for water, he will lose time and his prayer will be what? Will be qada, not ada. So what he did, he makes tayammum and he prayed. Okay? He prayed with tayammum without going in search of water. But, here is the problem. But, later, he learned after the prayers, but before the expiry of time, that there was time for a search of water. That there was what? That there was a time for search of water. Then the obligatory precaution is that he should repeat that prayer. The obligatory precaution, he should what? He should repeat that prayer. Why he should repeat that prayer? Because this person believed that the time. Because actually, he does have time. He does have time. But he believed that there is no time. Okay, you see at the beginning of the issue, 667, if a person believed that the time left for prayers was a little. But what is the real? The real is the time is what? Is not little. It is too much time. Okay? And he prayed with tayammum, without searching. Then he discovered, they told him, no, there is time. There is a time. What shall we tell him? As obligatory precaution, look, that there was time for search of water, then the obligatory precaution is that he should repeat that prayer. He should repeat that prayer. Issue number 668 will come tomorrow. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.